So I've been my last week. So let's just recap. Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi said the Mechleikis, yes, if you did in the Tanakama, in the Shachat, Shnei Shlish, Vegem Shlish, the Rabban Tzavei Kula Shchit, the Vinim, the Mas Gedayla, yes, if you did Sab, the Ruba, the Kula. So Dva, very well, the Gemara, Dva points out, the Rabban say, Nikuloi, Shchita, Metabas Hagadayla. Says Radva, Perish, Mokim Shchita. I feel me Rachrain. Zakeh, it's really, Daf Agad, Veshchita Sagi Beroy, Hanimil Gishlashachad Yaiser. I'll call Shchita Beino, and should hey, Mokim Shchita. Vef Shadumi Rabbanam Be'alma. So Radva, when the Gemara, Gemara is saying, according to Rabbanon, you need kulay. You don't say ruba kulay. Gemara says you need to shach the whole thing. That lechayr is simple pshat in the Gemara. Gemara is saying kulay, kulay shchita b'tabas hagadayla. What does that mean? Yeah. And then Gemara is going to discuss later whether they say ruba kulay or not. Says Ritva, no, it's not what it means. Says Ritva, you don't about if you shecht right into the chum, it's good enough. But if you shecht in kulay, then it has to be makam shchita. If you are shecht in kulay, it has to be makam shchita. And this is the chayra, how I would expect Rashi to learn. Because since shita's Rashi, in the sugya of that we had a Lamed Beis Amin Aleph, the Pigal Lamed Beis, where the Gemara is Mesupik, the Papa Mesupik, Yichud Meit Simanim, Rachlanzim means Meit Simanim, means Meit Asra, and it says that the Gemara Blav Teku, and we say Lechumra, the Rashi adds over there, Hu Adim Be'agram, like the Rabbanan Trufai. The Rabbanan, the Nahayinu, Yishachted, Shnei Shlish, Vehigim Shlish, yeah, Rashi says it's possible because of Papa Safik of Teiku L'chumra. Yeah. Now, and therefore we're machni even by Higner, even by Grama. So the question is though, if the sheet of their button is Stamazai, there's no Rubik Kulai. The sheet of their button is there's no Rubik Kulai. The Pashim Shana Arasugya. Then what does that have to do with Rapapa? What does that have to do with Rapapa? Hichlev miyat simanim and shahab miyat simanim. What does that have to do with the sheets of the chamim? Of what does it do with being machmir like the chamim? What does Rashi Laman Bey say? And since Tegel Chumra, so not only by hichlev miyat simanim, vadeh mehigrim. Kirabana Trufai, right? Vagramanami. Masaf Galan, Dilma Sviril Kirabana Trufai, Dimitri Bechol Chada Minayu. Yeah, her papa is Mesupik, yeah? Her papa Safik is Negev by Grama also. Her papa Safik is who we pass like. In other words, what was her papa Shaila? Gabi. What was the side of Papa Shaila? As Rashi explained, what was the Shaila? Do we say, what was the Shaila? That since you finished, okay, there's no psul. Mi amina, hashchat the chapit, but brave simon. Zel, the shchit is over. Like Rashi said, no, my babes. Shachar, Rav Shah. Now, mi amina, kim the abalei ruba is kasher. I dilma, no, since you're finishing it, it's part of shchit and shaykh of psul. That's for Papa Shaya. Yeah? Says Rashi, and Rashi infers that that's good for Machlaikis, the Tanakama and Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That's from Machlokes. Papa's Mesupik, who are you passing like? Papa's Mesupik, who are you passing like? That means the Shaila is Rapapa Shaila. Nainu. That the Chachamim that passel, why did they passel? Like by Shachat Shnei Shlish V'Higim Shish, why did they passel? Because since it's Shechita, so Mel, it's passel. Not because you always need Raiv. The reason why it's passel is because even if you'd stop at the Raiv, it would be okay, but since you finished, so now you finished Bipsol, it's passel. Right, and that's where Papa's. So Rashi says, "Your Papa's Mesupik, who are you passing like? Papa's Mesupik, who are you passing like?" Now I know that Machleik is Rabbi Yisri, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbanon Gavi. Machleik Rabbi Yisri and Rabbanon is not whether Rubei Gakulai, is not whether or not you always need the Shech the whole Simon. Rather Kulam hold Betzem. All you need is Roy. And if you shecht right, you stop, it's enough. Problem is, you continue, bipsol. So that's hichlev mitzimonim, and that's shab mitzimonim, and that's higrim mitzimonim. That's the machlaikis. Right? So according to Ritva, it's very good. You put Rashi with Ritva, it's gemalda. That's Ritva speaks out over here. When the Gemara says, that according to the Chachamim, yes, Rabbi Yosi to hold Rabbi Kulai. What a Chum hold? What a Chum hold? Kula Shechita Be'inon, but the basket Daila. So now, doesn't mean Kula Shechita Be'inon. You need Kula Shechita Be'inon. Rather, Kula Shechita Be'inon, but the basket Daila. Where's the Dagesh? You don't need Kula Shechita Be'inon, the basket Daila. You need the whole Shechita. You need Kula Shechita, the whole Shechita. Not that you need the whole shechita, but the basket daila. The whole shechita has to be the basket daila. I mean, whatever the shechita is, it's telling me where it has to be. But it's not telling me that you need a whole shechita. It's telling me the whole shechita has to be here. Whatever is the whole shechita, whether it's right or kulai, depending on what you did, then it has to be basket daila. That's what Taitra the Gemara. So that would be great. That would be great for Rashi. That would be good for Rashi. Problem is that Rashi in the Gemara is mashma not like that. Because later on in the Gemara, we'll jump ahead a little bit. The Gemara says, the Gemara is Dan, Rav Chista. He doesn't like Rav Huna. And he says, he wants to say that Shachat Shnei Shlish, Virgum Shlish, Debehagel Ksheira. Rav Chista says. I'm reading Gemara in Rav Chista. Rav Chista is tying on a papa. He wants to say, yeah, the Machleg is Behigrim Shlish, or Shachat Shnei Shlish. But, Behigrim Shnei Shlish, Shachat Shlish, everyone holds his kosher. Says, why? Does not. Rubish Lechel Kemayim. Mishnah. Rav is enough. So, may live, it's Shachat Shnei Shlish, Behigrim Shlish, it shouldn't be a problem. Yeah, so Amalei Rabbi Yosef Man Leima the Huda Hu Ruba Dasam Lab Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. It's maybe Ruba Shlecha Kamei goes Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Ktani La. On a bay up to call Ruba the Alma Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Ktani La. So whatever it says, Raiv Kol Taikura the din that you go by the Raiv Ruba Kula is only Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, not the Chavim. Yeah. Okay, he points out the Sugya Nazir, where you see Ruba Kekulai. In general, over there he's talking about Gabi Nazir, then he has the Shech, he has to cut off all his hair. Yeah? So we have a Pasuk that we don't, you know, he has to do everything. You know, in other words, we would have thought, without the extra Pasuk, we would have thought Ruba Kekulai. It's not the Shech right. So the general concept, Ruba Kekulai. Yeah? Oh, Malay, I know Ruba the Shechita Kamina. The Shaman Elohu, the Pligi. And Echnami. Rav Huna will tell you that about the concept of Ruba Kekulai, but not Kamei Shechita. Shechita don't hold Ruba Kulay. Yeah? Shmanu, the Pligi, nothing by Shechita. Yeah? Says Rashi. Dotanan, Perek Beis, Ruba Shalecha Kimayu. Vimla Shachat El Roy Vasimin, Mahalach Lai, Ksheira. Alma Ruba Kula. Because we see, if all you shecht is Roy, it's enough. Because shechting right, we see from the mission that shechting right is enough. And meila, even if you did a gram afterwards, who cares? Masnis diktani mali achot apnei kula muti hikim shlish tchil lakasi loy muti hikim that gram in beside. Now ana aruba the shechita kamina kol tana the ozel b'shechita basa aruba kamina the best beauty. V'lav Rabbanan, Doshemila Tligay Amri, Deloy Azlinon Beshchita Basa Ruba. What is Rashi saying when the Gemara explains for Avuna that even though in Kol Tar Kula Rabbanan do hold of Ruba Kula, but Roy Beshchita Loy Kamrina. Yeah, Ruba the Shchita Ruba the Shch. The Shchid Kamina and the Rabbanan don't hold of Raiv. The Shaman Alu, the Pollock, we see in our mission, the Rabbanan hold that you don't go up as a Raiv. So, but how does Rashi describe it? How does Rashi describe the Rabbanan? Again, Kol Tandos, the Basaruba, Kamina, the Bias Beauty. By Shchid, anyone that goes Basar Raiv, the Bias Beauty. Rabbanan, Lab Rabbanan, the Shaman Alu, the Pollock, the Amri. The loy aschinan b'shchita basaruba. Yeah, what they say? You don't go basaroy. It doesn't say that. That's if you go basaroy. If you just shechted roy, it will be okay. The only problem over here is that you continue the shchita, and whatever shchita you do can't be b'psul. Whatever shchita you do can't be b'psul. The way the Ritva explains it. Right? Has Rashi say no? Rashi says, "The loy aslina b'shchita basaruba." Not that you go basaroy, but there's a halacha that your whole shchita has to be b'kashrus. Your whole like the digging lashon gemara. The whole shchita has to be b'tazak daila. Not that you need like we said before. Not that you need the whole shchita, but the whole whatever your shchita is, it has to be b'tazak daila. Like Ritva learns. Rashi saying not like that. Rashi deloyas yeh gavi. Rashi deloyas linon b'shchita basaruba. According to Chami, you don't go basaray. Yeah. What mishnah? Huh?
They go to the next mishnah.
What next mishnah? It's not going. It's not the Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara is saying. According to Rashi, that's the Gemara is saying. B'shchita. Wherever it says Roy Bashita, it's Rez Rehuda, not the Chama. That is what the Gemara is saying. You're right. The next mission does not close to the Chama. That's what I'm saying. What did I tell you? Yeah? Oh, so Meila Fizeh, Memesin, Tzorchi, and Godel, and Rashi and the Flamin. So in other words, without the Rashi on that few tests, you could have said Rashi and Lamed, the Ola Grid Vah. Again, Rashi and the Flamin says, the Shail of Rapapa, the Shail of Huna, of Shah Hichlib Mitzman, Shav Mitzmanim. And that Shaila was, do we say that since you finished, it can't be Bipsul? Says Rashi, your pup is clearing. Do we pass like Rabbanan? Do we pass like Ezra Yehuda? That's what Rashi said. In other words, Machlaikis, Rabbanan and Ezra Yehuda. Is, do we say that when you finish the Shechita, when you didn't have to finish the Shechita, is it going to be a psul or not? Dilma Sfilon Karabon Trufai. Dilma Sfilon, right? That's the Masafik. Yeah, Masaf Galon, right? He means an old case of our Gemara. Masaf Galon, Dilma Sfilon Karabon Trufai, Dimitrifi Bechol Chodiminayu. Yeah? Do we hold the Rabbanan? According to Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say that if you shech the whole thing, you don't have to shech the whole thing. But if you shech the whole thing, maybe it's basal. Yishev holding b'psul, maybe it's basal. And Fidrabanan, by Shachat Shnei Shlish, this the Igrim, it's basal. Why? Because you finish b'psul like the Ritva. And Mela, we said, and Kosh came by Shachat, Higrim v'Shachat, and Higrim Shachat, the Higrim. You didn't do, in those cases, Kosh came, Kosh came that you didn't do, you shechted the whole thing, and you didn't shechted all the kashrus. Right? If when you shechted the roiv, the kashrus, and yet, and the last third is the pasul, is a problem. Kolshkein when it's any other combination, yeah. Kolshkein when it's any other combination. So akapanim.
The question would apply also when the bias question. Also, that could apply also that way.
What?
This idea that you can pass on me a pass a row is enough, but you can mess yourself up afterwards. That idea of applying for a Torah?
I don't know where's the guy called Taiku.
I don't know, but the Bai's asking that, right? The new Bai's asking
that. What? Were you asking the Ritva?
Yeah.
You're asking on the Ritva. Mizrore said right in the beginning. There's no change, it's got to be what said right away. Catch the Chabanol Kula Shchid Minon Tipi Shachti. So the Chabanol also go Basirai. So what's the bias kasha? Don't know. It's a very good kasha. Rav is asking, couldn't run the Ritva? Don't do me. The Ritva, he has a kasha of the Ritva. How does Ritva read the Gemara, the Hamshach of the Gemara? Was it when Abai said, according to Ritva, the Chabanol also go Basirai? Yeah? Generally speaking, the Baron Goba Sarai, right? And Ruba's cooler, yeah? Right? Elmai over here, they hold that if you shechted, normally, rives enough, but if you shechted the whole thing, then the whole thing has repercussions. Maybe to answer every question, maybe you hold Ruben Kulai, then, like the Maratzchias, if you hold Ruben Kulai, then you won't be able to say this part. If you hold Ruben Kulai, then you won't say the fact that he finishes the problem. Ruben Kulai says it's finished already. If right, and that's Maratz Kash. We sing called Ruben Kulai. Now, just if we're ready in the Gemara, so the Gemara said, let's learn the Gemara Kapshutai. Now, the Gemara is saying, the Shaila is whether you go Basarai or not by Shmita. Come and say, don't go Basarai, and raise me to go Basarai. Let's go with Rashi for now. Hi, Rashi, late? Okay, I don't know, we have to deal with that. But anyway, when the Gemara is Mechalik, yeah? Rabbi says, "I'm not Ruba the Shchit Kamina, the Shaman Lo the Par." So, what's the difference between Shchita or everything else? Why by Shchita? Yeah, why by Shchita? You don't go Basar. Call Dark will you go Basarai? By Shchita not. What's the svar? Man, you go Basarai. You go Basarai. You go Basarai. Why is Shchita different? So I was thinking, and this has to do with a little bit we spoke about last week as well, that Fira Chamim, we said last week, Shahar is that since the Chiyas, the Chiyas does, even though after you shecht it right, there's still, as we'll see in the Hemshchah as well, Havada, Behem is not dead after shechting right. So still, by shechting more, you still be Havada being Moitzi more Chiyas. When you go past the right, even the Gemara says, Napach Yusuf, the right, it doesn't mean that Behem is dead at that point. Doesn't mean the Behem is dead at that point. Means is that that's enough chiz. You took enough chiz for shchita. Avada, if you continue, avada, you take out more chiz. So meila ten zayin. Maybe when the Gemara says that fina chamim, even though they go basarai, but no rub the shchita kamina shemina lepolig. What's rub the shchita? Why is shchita different? The answer is because shchita is the idea of taking out the chiyus b'shchita. So maybe chum hold normally go basarai. That's when it's time. There's halacha. You go basarai or not. You have to give the guy a haircut. Yeah, you got to take off his hair. Okay. So rubakul, I took a frayv. Seder. That's called that. I gave him a haircut. Because rov is enough. But if the idea is take out the chiyus, then rov is not enough. Because rov chiyus, I didn't take out the chiyus. So it could be the chum hold that by shchita, you have to take out the chiyus. You have to make it dead. Chiyus is making it dead. So making rov dead, that's not making it dead. Even though you go,
you have to
what?
Give him a haircut. You have to take off most of. You have to take off his hair.
What?
You have to take off his hair.
So Rubikul says, Kilo I took off.
Okay, so Kilo you took all the chiyus.
Yeah,
but he's alive.
Okay, and he still has hair.
What? He doesn't.
Okay,
I took off his hair. I took off Rav's hair.
And he took out
Rav's
hair. Yes.
But I shouldn't have to kill it.
What?
I shouldn't have to kill it. I didn't kill it.
You didn't shave all
their
hair.
What?
You didn't shave all their hair either.
Rubikul. No. Rubikul doesn't mean he's dead. Rubikul doesn't mean he's dead. Matthias is being dead.
When we say Rubikul, we mean Rob the Chiyas like all the Chiyas, or the Shchita like all the Shchita?
Exactly, that's my point. If the idea was I need a Shech the Simid, exactly my point. Okay? You're sharpening the point. Okay? If Shchita was, okay, Shechting the Simid, okay, it's at the Shech the Simid. So you can say, if I shecht the roi for the simen, say it, I shecht the whole simen, rubik kule. But if shchit is taking out the chiyus, shchit is killing it, I didn't kill it, it's not dead.
But you took out most
of the chiyus. So on. It's not to take out the chiyus, it's to kill it. Oh, that's the other thing. Okay. Not to take out the chiyus, it's to kill it. That's how it's fine. I didn't say it precisely before. By shchit, shchit is to kill it. You're right. If it's to take out the chiyus, I think a roi chiyus, you got the whole chiyus. Shchita is to kill it. But taking out roi chiyus, in all the lamdas, the rubik kulei, ma'aseh, it's alive and kicking. So maybe the bun hole, the reason why shchita is different, rubik the shchita kamina. Shamin le polig, shad is, because by shchita you have to kill it. Chvira chama, at least. It's not that you have to. You have to take out roi v'dechias, or you have to shecht the simen. If the pshat, the shchit is shechting the simen, we'll see Layla, maybe the rikvah is not like that. See, maybe Rehuna, or not be like it's Rehuna, Amarav, and Rehuna Amarav, it might be the machlekes over there. What is it? But I'm saying, but And then you can want to say, it, I have to take out the chiyas. Okay, so I took out right chiyas. Ruba kula. But if it's killing it, so of course I didn't kill it. That's what I think maybe this is what I want.
Is there any saying that all of the chiyas that
that's the alibis over here. Yeah, that's the alibis over here to say that. And that we already said that last week when we discussed. We said that right last week in the Chumash to explain the difference between Chatzkan and Pogam.
Didn't Rashi mind?
What?
Rashi saw.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, Pshat, maybe in the Gemara.
What would be if it's jumping around the
sheep? What would be if it's jumping around the sheep? Then what?
It's still alive.
What?
It's still alive.
You said it's still alive?
Yeah,
what? Even after Shechita? Huh? What?
Why not?
Why not? Because of Ben Shmaya and Taisa Pedal, it says not. That's why not. Farj Ben Shmaya, the Shacha Bashnaim, Arev Shnaim, Hanukim Arev Nisra, how's the dark press of Yichai? The idea is Shechita ain't a terrorist Bachila. Of Yichai Ad Shetamas. And how did it come to this awesome Perek Beis, with May Pesach, Miyitchi. Chashum of Vecheses, Yichaya, Shloi Gom or Shechita. The Beshechita Porta, Loi Mishri Bachila. Av Hocha, the Beshechita Zoom, Mishri Bachila, La B'nei Amad V'roch Aninu. And Shmai said, what? He's even going the fear bears in my right. In my right, he said. He says in my right. For the chamim, my kulay. Although the truth matter is though, to be honest, when Ben Shmaya says over there that. You know, we don't say mefeches kechayel chodova by when there's a shita that's matte b'achila, right? So chayir he doesn't mean because shech the roiv, so you know now it's for sure now it's really dead. He's saying the fact that it's matte b'achila, that the shita is matte it, that's mafkir the din of kechayel chodova. The Chari is saying a thief lumbus. He's saying lumbus over there. He's saying that since the Shechit is matirit, yeah, Yishek the Roiv or Kuloi, so Shechit was matir b'achila, yeah, that's what I think he's saying. The Shechit is matir b'achila, so you can't say it's Kechai. Because the idea of Shechit is zichet to kill it. So if it's matir b'achila, that means at least halachically it's considered dead. If it wasn't considered dead, then you didn't have the head of Shechita. So if you have the head of Shechita, then halachically it's considered dead. If it's halachically considered dead, then we don't say it's Gechayel Chol Devarea, even the guy by a mother Baruch. You know, the Metzias is that it's alive, but halachically it's dead, and therefore it ties his Mechadish over there that you don't say the Deen, it's virtually dead. And then there's no Hamad Rafa. So Meila, my answer to your question maybe is not a fair answer to say that what I'm saying to Chamim that you have to shecht everything. The reason why they hold here you don't go Basaroy is because here you need to kill it. And the shecht both you need to kill Yachnaim for Cheses. I told you no, you see Taiz Amir says after Shechit is not doing for Cheses. But if I'm talking about Metzias of killing, so then you can ask me that Mefeches is Chai L'chol Dovar. That's the Metzias of Mefeches is Chai L'chol Dovar that Yechari still have. And even Rabbi Yeshaya says that once the head of Shechita is no mefches chay chadavar, that just means, because halachically is dead. But the metzias that even after shechting roiv shnayim or two full simonim, it still jumps around, like you saw in the video from Kol Lashon, you know, jumping around over there, right? It's, the eagle over there was jumping, I mean, not for, you know, 10 minutes, you know, but it was for a good couple of seconds, it was mamash jumping around. So that you're asking on me, I want to say the chamim, shad is, you need to shech roiv. Because that's, you need the imamish to kill it. I declare it's still in fachesis. You still don't kill it. So, I have to think about that. Okay. Back to the wall. Okay. So we have Rav Huna, the one saying Mechlegis is Dafka. By Shachat Shnei Shlish. But, Higim Shlish v'Shachat Shnei Shlish v'Keret, then everyone holds his pasal. He started with Hagrama. Why? Chinafka Chiyusa Be'ina Ruba B'Shchita. Says Rashi. Achol Jabban Barbeisi B'Shachat Chila B'Soyach Adabas. Besechet Abba Shnei Shlish, Hagageres, Tehainu, Loi Chud Shal Ruba, Vacharka, Chigrim, Shlish, Achrei. Kul Shchita Bina Mitabas Gadel, Kwaim, Ab Mokam Aroi Lashchita, Vakoshke, and Amati Menu. And Zuzan Bidavka, Tabas Hagadoyla, obviously, being the lower Tabaot as well. Ruba Gakuloi, Vagomer Lashchita, Ruba, Mkan Beil, Mkhatan Basa Shchuta Baalmu. Mele, that's why, if you're based on Yehuda, we say therefore you know there's no problem of doing a gram afterwards. Avu hegim shlish tchila shehis chalishchay lamal matabas shacharay b'achram b'makom shchita psula. If you're based, if you're based, it's yis chiyusa shabaim a roiv simenu shenechtach roiv simen veinechtach aisa roiv b'shchita. So even Rabbi Yosi holds. It was Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shnei Shlish. So now, when it came to the 51% mark, with that we say there's the Ikri Tzias Chiyas of the Behema. And Meila, it wasn't done B'Shchita. It wasn't the whole Tzias Achiyas was not done B'Shchita. I mean, the whole Roiv. Of the Yitzhi Zachir is not done B'Shchita. The Yitzhi Zachir is B'Roiv, and that was not done B'Shchita. It was done partially by Brahma, therefore it's a problem. That's the Shita Rav Huna. I'm sorry, in B'Shchita, Klayma, who, Ruba, the Mefach, Yusei, Bei B'Shchita. When the Gemara says Chinach Chiyusa Bina and Ruba B'Shchita, Rashi says Bina and Ruba B'Shchita. Not that you need Roy B'Shchita. Claim who? Not that you need Roy B'Shchita. Who? The Roy that the Chiyus calls out needs B'Shchita. Not Roy of that. The Roy that the Chiyus calls out is B'Shchita. Meaning all the whole Chiyus has got B'Shchita.
Did you have
a problem with this Rashi? It sounds like all the Chiyas go out and... No. The diary of a burn in the beginning. Now we'll see. It's clear that that's not what it's saying. Because it means that's how much Chiyas you need to go out for Shita.
Rogue of Chiyas.
Yes. That's a Manchin, but that doesn't mean that it's dead by that. It doesn't mean that in the configuration of the Shita there's no Yitzias more Chiyus. Okay, Amar Rav Chista Adrav Leimem Maripcha Machlekes B'Shehigrim Shlish B'Shalka Shnei Shlish Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Sabar Mid Dahava Chetz Kana Pogam Rabbanan Hasam Makom Shchita Hacha Lam Makom Shchita Shalcha Shnei Shlifei, Rebbe Shlifei Benachal Kshayra. That's not Rebbe Shlifei Kamayr, says Rashi. So Rebbe Chisda wants to say, Mechlekes is by Hirgim Shlish, and then Shalcha Shnei Shlish. Yesi Buddha says, it's like Chatzkan HaPogam. The man is saying, no, there's not Mokam Shchik. So what's going on? Says Rashi. Midam Chatzkan HaPogam, Amilin Kamayr. Harei Shai Chatzkan HaPogam, Eilo. Every chatzachan and pogum, we're just shechting a little bit. The chi is not going out b'shchita. Chinafka chiyusa la ruba. Well, like Rashi said, the roiv of the simon that the chi is going out with is not b'shchita. V'haya grama the mutanami kibegim ba'alma hu himaisif Allah alei b'shach neruba loy mifsala. There's no psul in the fact that roiv of the chiyas did not go out b'shchita. When you came to the roiv mark, where now roiv of the chiyas is going out, it's not going out b'shchita. So that we see from Chatzkan HaPogam. That we see from Chatzkan HaPogam. In other words, if not Chatzkan HaPogam, I would say that the fact that I would say need that the Chiyas has to go out b'shchita. And Melo, if it didn't go out b'shchita, it's a psul. Miu Hocha say, oh. So here Raj, you know, makes things more complicated. So, Pashim, if you stop right here, Pashim Shah, and this is what most Rishonim say. All Rishonim, bound around, everyone jumps in Rashi. That Pashim Shah in the Gemara, you'd say, that by Shachat Hikim Shlish, Shachat Shnei Shlish, Rav Chisda says that's the Machlokes, the Shnei Shlish is Lav Dafka. The Shnei Shlish is Lav Dafka. It was Shachat, when Hikim Shlish, the Shachat, yeah, as long as you shechted, not even a shlish, yeah, Shlomo, you didn't have to shech the shlish. You shechted, as the Rav speaks out of Harish, you shechted another 17%, 17.5%, 17%, because it's just 3 and 3rd. You shechted another 17%. That's enough for shechita, just like by Chatzkan HaPogam. What you need to do is go over the 50% mark. So that, l'chayr, is what we would say, kipshuta. Rashi says not like that. Rashi says, mi yuhacha, tesevus kol shalai sagi. Lay. Limitzdar fagrom alachshur l'shchita, hoi v'lav magam shchita hi. Who? Says Rashi, there's a difference between chatzachan apogam and higrim shlish v'shachar shnei shlish. A higrim shlish v'shachar shnei shlish, the hagrama is not mokim shchita, so meila the chiyus is not going out from mokim shchita. The chiyus of the 51%, which is normally enough chiyus to machshir the shchita, but the chiyus has to go out from the mokim shchita. So meila, if the chiyus is not going out the mokim shchita, that's a problem. So meila, says Rashi, over here, that's why Rav Chisda says, Shach Higrim Shlish, Shach Shnei Shlish. And Mela, over here, it's not enough, just to shecht it a little bit. It's not enough to shecht it a little bit. Now, in Firashi, do you need to shecht a full Shnei Shlish?
No.
Or is it enough to shecht 51%? Together with the 33%, it'll get 84%. Is that enough? The chayra, even if Rashi, the chayra is not, it's not mistaba that you need, even Rashi saying that's it's not labdafka, right? But still, even if Rashi, the chayra is labdafka, you don't need mamish nei shlish, it will be enough that you shechted at least 51%. And the chiz that goes out, that 51%, that'll be that's chiyus 51% of makom shchita. 51% of makom shchita. Chiyus going out, makom shchita. What?
What? The additional shkita
yeah.
that you're doing after the robe.
Yes.
That's providing you with the robe chiyus.
Well, that's what we're saying all the time. That even the shkita past the robe, there is a chiyus. What?
But you're saying that. I thought at least at the low point you're getting most of the seeds or something like that.
So everything
is just incremental.
It's just incremental. It's no. It's because. It's because. 1%. Is it more? Is it more over there?
I had that impression too.
Okay, so I'm saying not like that. Huh? Yeah. Huh? Yeah, right. That the ikur chiyus. We mean kill the ikur chiyus goes out 51%. Mele, the numbers don't. Maybe that's why you need 2/3. Maybe I can need 2/3 if you're Rashi to make up because 50 chiyus goes out and 51% is more than. Like, I don't know why.
That's why it's like that. A shlish. What if it would be like more than a shlish?
49% and 51% also not. Exactly, wow. Funk, you know. Funk, we said it exactly the way it is. Oh, well, yeah.
So, in the case of
what?
In the case of Chesed Tavavim, where the entire first half chapter, the Abrahamic Rasha, the Daskadola, the Rasha was possible to master that Shita.
What?
The entire first half of the Shita is chapter outside of the Daskadola.
50%?
Yes.
Well, that's what Yisrael is asking. Pashtus, a third is lot of Africa. And then it was 50%, 49%, 50%. And then you shechted 51%. Maybe 50% not. Maybe as before, 49%. You shechted
49%.
Maybe you need. You need 51% going out, Makom Shechita. The Chatz Kana Pogam, the Chi is going out 51% of Makom Shechita. So if and Rashi by Pram by Grama is not Makom Shechita, and where we're explaining the Rashi, they need, where I'm explaining Rashi, they always explain the Rashi. They was taking me to task for it, I don't know, but where I'm explaining Rashi, and I'm saying you need 51% of Yitzchias Chiyas Mokim Shechita. Okay, and that's why I said it was Hikam Shlish and the Shachat, not a 51%, that would be good. But if it's Hikam 50%, then not.
It's also clear that until the 50% point, you're taking out Chiyas. Even though
Rashi can
like it's not
Nifkimah. So that's what I said. I'm assuming that.
See, it's always going to
have to be. Rashi says that. Rashi says. Okay, I mean. Rashi talks about the mitzvah of the agrama. By chatz kana pogam, it's tarif the chatz kana pogam with the shechita. Means.
Yeah, but I didn't know what could happen.
Okay.
Little by little, it could happen that when we get to the 50 point, that's when it comes out. But before that, nothing happened.
Then what would it be? Sorry.
If that.
Then why did.
At the rope, at that point, then the chiyus, the catalyst for the chiyus comes out at that point. But until that time, the behemoth is a
mayvesman. So why do you say
so, so again, so then, behegum shlish, v'shachat shnei shlish. What? So Rashi says you need shnei shlish, right? Why? Help it says Khoshu Sagulate. Lemon staff a gram not sure because Lam Makam Shita. What does that mean? The Khadakhis has got Makam Shita. What? So, by chatzkan apagum, when we hit the 51%, then the chiyas goes out.
Now the
chiyas
is not all coming out from
Mother Shita. Where does the chiyas come out from?
From above.
What? Above the tabak. When you reach 51%, the chiyas goes out from wherever.
From the whole,
I'm saying it comes out from the whole con, not just over there. Even though you're saying that the whole time, then when you reach 51%, then it comes out, goes out from the whole thing. Okay, so maybe we say that. What were they saying? It's so different than that.
Rebbe was saying it was chiyas the entire time. What? Rebbe was saying as you're shechted, it's constantly losing chiyas. Rebbe was saying that it's all leaving at rove. It was leaving when you hit rove, it leaves from your entire cut.
And that's it's until that point it's not, it has no effect.
Okay, I'm saying
it. So why he
could... That, okay, we can say it that way. Does it make a difference that we got to be...
So why is
Rashi? Gabe, that's a chilka Rashi. Yeah, Chiz has got the 51% in Mokim Shechita.
Oh, but then I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? What? Then what? Yeah.
You're getting incrementally
rove
chiyas. I already got rove chiyas now.
If what? By Higum Shlish?
Higum Shlish. No. I can get started that.
But... So when you get to the 50%, so it's not going out.
It's all coming out then.
It's not going out from it has to go out from Makom Shechita. Okay, so that's where we have to check more. There should be 51% of Makom Shechita. You could still say, yo, the way you're not saying, I wasn't Dafka saying it that way. You still say what I'm saying in Rashi, Pashat, right? Still say the same. Okay,
well, if you say it all comes out at the 51%, so if you did have grandma on the first third and then you.
But it has to come out of Makom Shechita, though. That's what we're saying.
That is
Makom Shechita.
If it's all coming out of 51%, then that is Makom Shechita.
No, but who? If you say like Rabbi Abraham?
Yeah.
No, so he's saying it. He's saying that. I challenged him on that. So he's saying, no, it hits the 51%, and then it comes out from the whole con.
What does that mean?
Okay, I'm saying it. Fine. Now, Rabbi Isaac. Oh. So you got this friend Rashi. Yes, that's right. So it's Rashi saying that what you need to do, Higum Shnei Shlish, or at least if you want to sell, let's say. So Rishonim have a problem, yeah, that Rav Huna himself, right, Rav Huna himself later says, did Elm see the Gemara, or Higum Shlish, cool? Or did it not? Higum Shlish, Ashacha Shlish, Higum Shlish. Rav Huna Amar Rav Ksher, Rav Huna Amar Rav Treifa, Rav Huna Amar Rav Ksher, Ganafka Chiyusa, Veshchita Ganafka. So you have a case, yes, in Rav Huna. Hey Vav Nun Aleph says, Higrim, Shachat, Vehigrim. What's it then? It's Kasha. Why? Ganafka Chiyusa, Veshchita Ganafka. I mean, when did the chiz go out? At the 51%. That was nafka b'shchita. So therefore, how can Rashi tell us over here? Rav Huna says that by Higrim, Shlish, you need Shachat Shnei Shlish, why is not enough to go 51%? The chaskan apogum. We see not like that. We see higrim shachat behigrim. It's kosher, even though you only shachat shlish. And Mar explains because Rashi mebech uses shlish emtsoi v'roiv simenu. The chiz goes out v'roiv simen. Males, it was not like b'chias. B'shchita. All you need is that when the b'shchita goes out, you don't need that all the chias should go out b'shchita. No, but wherever we're saying the whole the chi is going out the whole time. That was because the inner ruba shchita. That's why I was saying that the whole time. Kolana who ruba the mebech yusuf the inner shchita the roiv.
That was
the chista. Say no. Say it. But you see the goals that the chi is going. Okay, we'll go back there. Anyway, yes, that's Hashem's kasha. Yeah, Bryce. Rav Huna says that shachat higrim shlish of shachat shnei shlish. Yes, according to Rav Chista, what's it then? Sorry. Minhal chaz. Rav Huna said that by higrim shlish. Higrim shlish shachet. Sorry. Shachet shnei shlish higrim shlish. Rabban kula b'mushid. Aval higrim shlish shachet. Rav Chista said. We're saying it's kosher, and there Rashi says, it's different has a kind of problem. Shreem say, no, just like Rafuna says later, yeah? Just like, it's not saying Rafuna, just like Rafuna says later, that what? Now what? Higrim shlish, shachat shlish. Higrim shlish is kosher, so why not by higrim shlish, shachat shlish? You shouldn't need shachat shnei shlish. That's the shem's kosher. One second. That's the shem's kosher. Yes, it says Ramban, but Harei's machlekes stuff later on. Rav Huna says shachat higrim shachat. Rav Huna says. Higrim shachat v'higrim is kosher, and Rav Yehuda argues. He says higrim shachat v'higrim is treif. Higrim shachat v'higrim is treif. So meila, what's the svara? What does Gemara say? Rav Huna makshera kinaf chiyusa b'shchita kinaf. Rav Yehuda amarav treifa beinon ruba b'shchita v'leka beinon ruba b'shchita. The leka. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Rabbi Yom Atreif, Rabbi Ruba Shchita. Like Arsina, Kinapa Chiyusa, Rabbi Ruba Shchita. The Rabbi Yudah, Labba make Chiyusa Tali Taima. The Kamru Seifa, Shacha Shlish, Vihigim Shlish, Shacha Shlish, Ksheira. Halav Ruba Shchita. Valka Ruba Kama, the Mebe Chiyusa, Labba Shchita Hi. This is an important point over here. Rabbi Yehuda, it says, yes, higrim shachat v'higrim is possible. Yeah, why is it possible? So Gemara says, bein ruv b'shchita. That's how Rashi's guidance, meaning that you need shchita. You need Roiv Shchita, if you're Rashi. Yeah? You need Roiv Shchita, the Hainu, the Chaira, Do I understand in Rashi? What's machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? Gabi. Rav Huna says, do you see the Gemara? Do you see the Gemara? Rav Huna says, Higrim, Shachat, the Higrim is kosher. Like Chatzikana Pog. Yeah? Kinafka Yusuf, Beshchit, Kinafka. And Rav Yehuda says, no. Because you need Ruba Beshchita. Okay? You need Ruba Beshchita, according to Rashi. What does that mean? You need Ruba Beshchita, the Hainu. It's not enough Nofat Chiyusa Beshchita. You need Ruba Beshchita. For Chayra, what it's saying is, that the Machlokes is, what is Shchita? Rav Huna says, Shchita is the Mapik the Chiyus Beshchita. So if at the point of 51%, yeah, even though a third of it was by grama, we come to 51%, the chiyus is napek, and you don't need makom shchita, the chiyus is napek. So the chiyus is being napek b'shchita. The makom yitzias a chiyus b'shchita. That's enough. And he says no. You need ruba b'shchita. You need ruba b'shchita. Not, as Rashi points out, not that you need that to take out all the chiyas b'shchita, like we had before. Not that you need to take it, not the svara before, that you need the mei b'chiyusa b'ina b'shchita. What the Gemara said before, according to Rav Huna, yeah, you have to map it, the chiyas has to come out b'shchita. Any chiyas he's taking out has to be b'shchita. No, that Rashi says no. If that was true, then how is Rav Huna machshir by? How is he machshir shachat v'higrim v'shachat? Shachat higrim v'shachat. When you get to 51%, tzvi. Shachat shlish, higrim shlish, v'shachat shlish. Yeah? If you need the chiyus of the 51% has to go out b'shchita, so then you don't have that. When we got the 51%, it was bad grama. So you can't say that Behuda's sheet is, you need that the chiyus of the 51% has to be b'shchita. Kinapka chiyusa be'inan ruba b'shchita. Like Gemara said before, that since the chiyus goes out b'roiv, so the chiyus going out b'roiv, the whole roiv has to be b'shchita. That Rashi can't say that, Pshat Yehuda. That's why by higrim shachat v'higrim, it's a problem. Because the whole 51% didn't go out b'shchita. You can't say that. If that was true, then shachat higrim shachat also would be a problem. Elamai Gairis Rashi says, Ba'ina Ruba Bishchita. Ba'ina Ruba Bishchita. Dainu. You need Roiv Bishchita. You need a Shech Roiv in a Simen. Higrim Shachat Vihigrim is a problem because you didn't Shech Roiv in a Simen. Shachat Higrim Shachat is kosher. Because you shechted right in a simen. Yeah? It's a mashmal chayra. Rashi is saying, don't say that yet the chiyas has to come out with the chiyas of the right has to come out with shechita. No! Rashi says. The pshat is, the shechita has to be, there has to be right. Right with shechita. So chayra, the machlokes is, I think, what is the gather of shechita? Is the gather of shechita being right in Haitzah's chiyas? The Mela, where the chiyus goes out, which is by the roiv, according to Rav Huna, that's enough. And Rav Yehuda says no. Rav Yehuda says you need roiv shchita. You need roiv shchita.
Okay, so
one second. So the Ramban says that Rav Chista before was going like Rabbi Yehuda. So, Shah, based on what I just said, we'll see if that really works.
So, how is that?